This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. Two very successful showbiz brand names were relaunched in Los Angeles last week. Both titles, in their original incarnations, were simple stories told with a little song and dance that evoked the times of the early 1960s. Incidentally, both also starred the late, great Jerry Orbach. The first of these was Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing the movie appeared in 1987. It was a modestly budgeted film about a girl who learns about life and dancing at a Catskills resort. The coming-of-age story was nice, but what audiences really responded to were Patrick Swayze's pecs, some hot dancing, and a multi-platinum soundtrack. The movie became a huge sensation and is still popular today, so it was only a matter of time before it became a stage show. Well, it has, and after runs in Australia and London, Dirty Dancing, the stage version, has come home to Hollywood. It arrives at the Pantages Theater with an elaborate subtitle. Instead of Dirty Dancing the Musical, it's called Dirty Dancing, the Classic Story on Stage. This is important because the original screenwriter, Eleanor Bernstein, and her director, James Powell, have not created a Broadway-style musical. No, they've simply recreated everything in the movie on stage. It's weird. It's almost as if they think that DVDs or cable TV don't exist, and that the original negative of the film was lost. And Bernstein feels it's her job to recreate the original experience for us, sort of like an Egyptologist recreating a pharaoh's tomb. There's nothing that's really new. No original show tunes. It's just Dirty Dancing being acted out on stage, often with the original music. So during the rehearsal scenes, we hear the Eric Carmen recording of Hungry Eyes. And the show at Sheldrake's looks exactly the same, down to the choreography, even the color of the curtain. It's not surprising that a big, bloated stage adaptation of a movie has lots of technical bells and whistles. Stephen Brimson Lewis's set looks very impressive and very expensive. But what surprised me is that for a stage show, it's so reliant on video projection. Not just in how the video renders mountain roads and golf courses, but that the production sometimes uses video projections of people dancing, as if the 17-person dance corps was not enough. The other recreation of a smash success that opened here last week is The Fantastics, which famously ran for 42 years at the off-Broadway Sullivan Street Playhouse. Here, in this revival by Reprise Theatre Company, the part of El Gallo, created by Jerry Orbach, is played by Eric McCormick. Jason Alexander is the director, and like the creative team behind Dirty Dancing, he feels the need to amp up the production values of an already proven hit. The long-running original production of The Fantastics featured just a piano and a harp. Here, Alexander employs a 9-person orchestra, as well as a lot of stagey flourishes. In the cast, only Barry Dennen, as the old actor, really connects with the old-fashioned material. Instead of a 19th-century mask, Alexander's treatment recalls 20th-century vaudeville, or burlesque. There are a number of magic tricks and illusions, most of which are well played. But Alexander and his cast seem unaware that the real magic of their successful shows lies not in spectacle, but in the simple connection between actors and music. All that's needed, and sadly missing in both of these productions, is for the audience to really believe that these characters really want, no, need, to sing and dance. The Fantastics runs through Sunday at the Froude Playhouse. Dirty Dancing continues at the Pantages Theater through June 28th. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.